Chapter 8. The immediate aftermath of the gunfight. Moments after the gunfight, the man who had instigated the whole incident, Ike Clanton, was located in a dance hall and arrested. It was probably safer for him in a jail cell than on the street anyway. After Virgil and Morgan were loaded onto a wagon and taken home, Doc and Wyatt remained out on Fremont Street. As they were discussing the events, Sheriff Behan approached Wyatt and told him he was under arrest. Wyatt told Behan that Behan had lied to him when he said that all of the men were unarmed and that he was not going to be arrested. Several of the local citizens came to Wyatt's defense and said there was no reason to arrest him. Some say that Behan seemed more than a little intimidated by Wyatt. Whether it was out of fear or the fact that Wyatt talked him out of it, Behan let Wyatt go. For a while, the Earps were considered heroes. The local newspapers agreed that they had no choice but to fire when Frank McLowry fired on them first. The Tombstone epitaph described the shootout, quote, "Wyatt Earp stood up and fired in rapid succession, as cool as a cucumber, and was not hit," end quote. The San Francisco Examiner suggested that Tombstone's residents should be grateful to have the Earps on their side of the law. The epitaph in particular had a great deal of coverage of the gunfight, including the events leading up to it. The following day, it reported as follows. "Stormy as were the early days of Tombstone, nothing ever occurred equal to the event of yesterday. Since the retirement of Ben Sippy as marshal and the appointment of V.W. Earp to fill the vacancy, the town has been noted for its quietness and good order. The fractious and much dreaded cowboys, when they came into town, were on their good behavior and no unseemly brawls were indulged in. And it was hoped by our citizens that no more such deeds would occur as led to the killing of Marshal White 1 year ago. This time it struck with its full and awful force upon those who, heretofore, have made the good name of this county a byword and a reproach, instead of upon some officer."